Good morning. So I would like first to thank the organizers for giving me the opportunity to speak here. So today I will present some work done in collaboration with Olga, and it's related to microstates of a 2D black hole in string theory. So let me first start with some basic motivation. So black holes basically constitute some of the most fascinating but also confusing objects in classical and quantum gravity. And there are still some pertinent questions that we have discussed already related to the information paradox, to their microstructure, even more so to their interior and the nature of their singularities. Now, it is quite possible that if we want to understand them completely, we need to develop a complete theory of quantum gravity, whatever this might mean. But for the purpose of this talk, we'll try to be a bit more modest and try to attack and resolve these questions in some lower dimensional examples. Because, as you know, even in two dimensions, there do exist manifolds with similar characteristics, like horizons and singularities. Now, we have discussed many such models and efforts to construct microscopic models of black holes that are solvable or at least analyzable in large N. But something that I would like to emphasize for this talk is that we would actually like to have a model in some version of string theory, which so far is our best bet for a theory of quantum gravity. So, in this perspective, the black hole background should actually be the target space of some string. So today, I will describe such a model in the context of the duality between C equals 1 Liouville string theory and matrix quantum mechanics, and the matrix quantum mechanics will actually be our qubit model. So let me first give some short introduction, because maybe not many people work on this topic. So our model will be a 0 plus 1 dimensional quantum mechanical theory of n by n Hermitian matrices that we will denote by M of t, and a non-dynamical cage field that we denote by capital A of t. So a typical Lagrangian takes this form. There is a kinetic term and a potential term. So generally, whenever you have matrices, it is quite advantageous to diagonalize them. And when you do so, typically, you find the presence of a van der Monde determinant, which is a totally antisymmetric product of the matrix eigenvalues. So, for example, if we write down the Hamiltonian of this model, we basically find the kinetic term which contains this van der Monde. You find the potential term and also a two-body interaction term between the matrix eigenvalues. Now, in this formula, this Jij should be thought of as conjugate to the SUN rotations. And if we consider the particular gauged model, then we have to impose the Gauss law constraint. So essentially, all these J's are zero, so we can drop this term. And this is sometimes called the singlet sector projection. Now, if we absorb also in the wave function this van der Monde determinant, basically the wave function becomes fermionic, and the system is reduced just to a collection of n non-interacting fermions in a potential V of lambda. Yes, SUN. Well, there is no kinetic term in that sense. You just impose the constraint, so it depends what you mean by that. So let me now describe the so-called double scaling limit that will allow us to connect with the string theory. So the idea is the following. We start filling the first n energy levels of the fermions up to some Fermi C, and then we take a correlated limit where we send basically h bar to zero, so the energy levels become closer and closer, so you form something like a liquid, and also n to infinity. So this is a sort of WKB limit, where essentially we focus near the quadratic maximum of the potential, and we essentially keep a summary scaled version of the chemical potential fixed in this limit. Now, the system now simplifies even more and becomes free, so we just describe free fermions in inverted oscillator potential. So it's exactly solvable or analyzable. Now, this limit is precisely the limit with which we can connect the two-dimensional string theory, where we tune our system near criticality. And basically, in this limit, you can produce smooth surfaces out of the matrix fat graphs, while at the same time, you can keep all higher genera, and you can form a genus expansion in terms of the G string of the string coupling, which is, roughly speaking, the inverse of this chemical potential. Now, in addition, these matrix eigenvalues introduce an emergent coordinate that we'll call phi, and this is like a very basic or archetypal form of holography, so we essentially create geometry out of the matrix qubits. Now, this quantum gravity theory is the C equals 1 Liouville theory, as we said before, and the target space is two-dimensional. There is a time direction that we label by t, and an emergent space direction that we label with phi. The background that we describe is asymptotically flat and also contains a linear dilaton and an exponential tachyon. It is natural then to ponder about what happens about other string backgrounds. So are there black holes or more interesting string backgrounds? And let me now, for a while, change gears and describe a Euclidean 2D black hole. So it was shown by these authors that if we consider the low energy effective action of string theory, which is sort of very similar to the CGHS model that many people might work currently, this theory admits a cigar solution or a Euclidean black hole solution. There is also a Lorentzian version, but for this talk, we'll just describe the Euclidean version. And this solution basically looks like a cigar. It also has a non-trivial dilaton, and it has also a single integration constant, which is basically related to the value of the dilaton at the tip of the cigar or the string coupling at the tip of the cigar. Now, in this solution, there is a weakly coupled region asymptotically, and the string coupling increases as you go closer to the tip, where it acquires a maximum. Now, the temperature of the solution, it's fixed, and this comes from demanding that the solution is smooth near the tip. Several authors had studied the entropy and the mass of the black hole, basically the thermodynamics, and it was found that both of them scale like 1 over g squared of the tip. Now, what is very interesting in this particular case is that there exists actually an exact CFT that describes this black hole background. And this connection basically comes from using a Vesumino-Witten coset model, where the target space coset now is SL2R mod U1, and this coset can be shown to have this topology of a cigar. Now, in addition from this coset description, we can relate the compactification radius of the Euclidean black hole basically with alpha prime and k, where this k is essentially the level of the affine SL2R current algebra of this Vesumino-Witten model. Now, this algebra essentially dictates everything, all the physics, like the central charge or the spectrum of the primaries of the coset CFT. And in particular, if we want the theory to be conformal, just this theory, essentially this fixes this parameter k to be 9/4. Or the radius to be 3/2. So as we saw also in the previous slide, the temperature is fixed. So if we would like to change the radius of this model, we would need to append some additional degrees of freedom of some internal CFT. Now, let me describe some duality that will help us to connect with the matrix model. So Fatev and Zamolodzikov brothers, they described some duality between this coset CFT and some other theory that is called Sine-Liouville theory. So the Wolczyk-Lagrangian of the Sine-Liouville theory takes the following form. It contains a compact boson X, it contains this Liouville field or direction phi, and also it contains a potential term that you see here, this cosine-Liouville term. Now, it is possible to fix these parameters B and Q in terms of the parameters of the coset, which is essentially the level of the current algebra, in this fashion. Now, in this model, again, the weakly coupled region is at phi goes to minus infinity. And now, instead of having a cigar, we have essentially a potential wall made out of this term, where we encounter basically the strongly region, and this potential term shields the strongly coupled region. This duality is a strong weak duality in the following sense. So if we are at smaller radii, then the Sine-Liouville theory is the simplest description, or the weakly coupled description, because in that case, this parameter q goes to infinity, so b goes to zero, so this is just a perturbation. And the coset is strongly coupled, while for large radii, when the manifold becomes large, the black hole description is the simplest. Now, it has many times been discussed this transition between such two behaviors, and it is usually termed the black hole strip transition. This is a Euclidean version of this relation. How do we connect now with the previous model? So the idea of Kazakov, Kostov, and Kutasov was the following. You start from the linear dilaton background, or sequels on Liouville and matrix on mechanics, and you add the first winding operators. So basically, the Lagrangian is very similar to the previous one. It's just that we now have this additional term, this cosmological term, that depends on mu. So this is a more general model, like a Sine-Gordon model coupled to 2D quantum gravity. So the idea is to go to a region of parameters where you send m to mu to zero and xi to infinity, and then essentially you reach the Sine-Liouville theory in this limit. Now, it is also known that these target space winding modes correspond from the Wolczyk perspective to vortices, and we would like to know what are these deformations from the perspective of matrix quantum mechanics. Now, it was shown by Kazakov, Kostov, and Kutasov that these winding modes correspond to the inclusion of back-reacting Wilson loops in the original gauge matrix model, and their mapping or the relation takes the following form. Now, what one can compute is basically this general winding vortex perturbed free energy, and here I write down the quality. So here is what you should compute in the matrix quantum mechanics, and this is the analogous quantity in the Liouville theory. Now, the specific Kazakov-Kostov-Kutasov model, dual to Sine-Gordon theory, as we described, has only the first winding modes turned on. So let me recapitulate with the duality web to have a more unified picture. So you have matrix quantum mechanics plus this Wilson loop deformations, which is dual to Sine-Gordon plus 2D quantum gravity. In a limit, you get Sine-Liouville theory, and via the FCZ correspondence, this is dual to the cigar. Now, there are some caveats, because from the gravity side, it seems that we cannot change the radius of the cigar, while in these descriptions, we can basically tune it. The second caveat is that these dualities are inherently Euclidean, and we would like to have also a Lorentzian description for this deformation, which, as I will soon describe, is related to the presence of long strings. Let me now connect these long strings in terms of the non-singlet sectors in matrix quantum mechanics in order to describe for you the Lorentzian version. Now, many people tried to study the singlet sector of the gauged model, and they found that black holes do not exist in this sector. Now, there were proposals that black holes should exist in the non-singlet sector, and in particular, Juan Maldacena showed that the adjoint representation is related to a long string excitation that extends along Liouville. So the picture is the following. You have these closed strings that can start scattering this Taakian wall, but you can also have some long folded strings, okay, the picture is not shown very clearly, that essentially stretch from the weakly coupled region towards the strongly coupled region and go back. Now, these long strings are also related to the presence of FZZT brains that reside in the weakly coupled region. And you can also describe more general states with many such folded strings if you consider more general representations or Jung tableau. Of course, since we are in string theory, typically the symmetries are gauged. So it is natural to ponder if we can still keep this SUN gauged and still have these long string excitations. Now, based on some former work of Davide Gagliotto related to the SU2 case, with Olga, we described such a model. So the idea is the following. We have the original axion that describes the NT0 brains, and then we introduce some open strings that essentially are stretched between ZZ and FZZT brains, and we did so by adding some bifundamental fields that transform under both SUN and SUNF. Now, the gas law constraint changes, and this JIJ in particular, instead of being zero, these are sourced by basically these additional fields that we added into the axion. So the Hamiltonian now takes the following form, which is a more complicated form. Now, it has a two-body interaction term, and precisely these bifundamentals are feeding the non-trivial representations from the perspective of the original matrix quantum mechanics. So the full model is still gauged, but from the perspective of the original matrix quantum mechanics, you turn on these non-trivial representations. Now, it is possible to analyze the canonical partition function of this model in terms of Wilson loop zero modes. It takes the following form. That's not very important, but what is important is that it is possible to take a scaling limit of very heavy quarks. And in this scaling limit, you can, in particular, just focus in the first winding modes, just this expression. And these winding modes are identical to those studied in the matrix model of Kazakov-Kostov-Kutasov. So why is this important? This is important because this Euclidean model is actually possible to take it to find it in a limit of a model that does admit a Lorentzian description and has a natural Liouville or FZZT brain interpretation. So let me now go to some more recent work with Olga that is related to these microstates from representations. So the idea is the following. You start from the partition function of the model and you expand it in a statistical sum of representations that we will label by this Greek letter lambda. Now, there are two pieces in this partition function. There is a combinatorial part that is also called the sure measure, and essentially contains these sure polynomials. So this t plus minus are the parameters of the model, like the masses, etc. And then it also contains a dynamical part that should be thought of as some form of a t-dual of an S matrix. So this last dynamical part essentially incorporates all the matrix quantum mechanics dynamics, and basically the states lambda, you should think of them as Jung diagrams. So essentially all these microstates are these long strings that we described, the T-dual of these long strings that we described in the Lorentzian picture. Now, in this formalism, as we said, these microstates are manifest, and our idea then is to define a coarse graining or thermodynamic limit considering very large Jung diagrams that basically acquire a continuous limiting shape. And then this is a coarse graining because many equivalent representations have the same limiting shape. So let me explain this a bit in more detail in a simple example. So when you have just the first winding mode turned on, then this Schur measure essentially becomes what is called the Plancherel measure on partitions, and just depends on the dimension of the representation. Now, as you send the size of the partitions to infinity, this Plancherel measure exhibits a Cardan-like growth and essentially concentrates to some limiting Young diagram shape that is called the Versicherov Logan set limiting shape. So here in the left figure, you see a typical Young diagram with many, many boxes. This becomes infinitesimal, and this is the limiting shape that the Young diagram acquires in the, scaling limit. So now in our model, so in the previous slide, we just considered the combinatorial part of this partition function. But in order to find the limiting shape, you should also self-consistently find it by determining both the contribution of this Schur measure together with the dynamics of this reflection amplitude. Then you have to solve a minimization problem in the space of Jung diagrams, and we did so. And we basically found these two leading shapes for R less than 2. And we also found a phase transition between these two shapes. So these shapes basically depend on how big some parameter xi effective is or how big the string coupling is. Now, in one phase of the model, we basically found that the free energy, the genus zero free energy, or the classical part of the free energy, precisely coincides with the results that were found in the past by Kazakov, Kostov, and Kutasov and Chaitlin. So basically, we managed to coarse grain in a particular way and recover the expected thermodynamics for this model. In addition, we managed to find a more complicated phase diagram, generalizing the results of previous works. So this basically has two axes, the radius of compactification and the string coupling. And essentially, we found various physics in different regimes. There is a regime where the thermal linear dilaton background is dominating, a regime where deep brain physics dominates, and also some regimes that could be associated either to a gravitating long string condensate or a black hole. But I should mention at this point, as maybe I didn't emphasize much before, that it's actually quite hard to distinguish these two objects just from thermodynamic reasoning because they both scale like 1 over G string squared. So these are both gravitating objects. And this RKT is basically what is called the Kosterlitz-Fowlis temperature above which vortices get liberated. So let me now close the talk with some future directions. So as we mentioned, just thermodynamics is not enough. So we would actually like to have some more real-time observables or other types of observables that can actually distinguish between a black hole from a gravitating long string condensate. And we have some ideas about how to do this related to quasi-normal modes or the absorption properties of this object. Now, this 2D, 2-dimensional black hole also appears in higher dimensional, non-supersymmetric asymptotical flat black holes in a large D limit. So it is actually quite possible that our analysis is also related to more realistic higher dimensional black holes. And we would like to see if our matrix model or some variation of it could actually shed some light to the microstates of these more realistic black holes. So this is in analogy with what other people have done for near extremal black holes and JT gravity, for example. Now, currently, we're also studying a two-dimensional version of charged near extremal black holes in a sort of related model that is called the zero-A matrix model. And this is some work in progress with Nava and Dolgan. And finally, I would like to close with a final question. There is this interesting coarse graining in the space of Jung diagrams, and I'm wondering whether this could have other potentially interesting applications. We have already some applications related to wormholes in mind, but perhaps there are also interesting applications related to quantum information theory, and okay, that's a question basically for the audience. So with this, I would like to thank you.
questions from the audience?
So can you go back to the phase diagram?
To the phase, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I just have a very naive question. Yes. So in my understanding of the string world sheet, there is no Kosterless thallus phase transition because there's t-duality instead. So maybe I'm just not understanding what you're saying, but usually with the string that you never have the vortices condensing, right? You just did both big radius and small radius, it's the same theory.
Yes. So okay, so a quick question is that in the asymptotically flat case, the t-duality is with respect to r equals 1. Mm-hmm. So now I don't know exactly what vortices, so now we are considering non-trivial backgrounds, so t-duality acts in a more, let's say, non-trivial way. So for example, it is known that from the perspective of the coset, the t-duality exchanges basically the coset with the trumpet configuration, or in the Lorentzian description, it exchanges the interior of the black hole with the exterior of the black hole. So t-duality still exists, but it acts in a very non-trivial way. It's not like in the usual flat backgrounds. So yeah, t-duality, one should actually study it also from the matrix model perspective. We haven't done this so, but I expect it still to exist and have some more interesting physics than compared to the usual flat flat space results.
Okay, thanks.
Maybe it helps. If it helps, I could say that he's adding the vortex operator, and that point distinguishes when it becomes relevant versus irrelevant. Uh-huh. Yeah. And another way to say it from the target space point of view is that you are adding this winding operator, and so it's relevant or irrelevant in the usual, let's say, ADS-CFT sense. So that's what this point means.
Okay.
Yes.
Other questions? If not, let's thank Panos again.